page 141. Okay, this is based on the Gemara in the bottom of Ksuvas Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. And over here the Gemara says that if one is eating something that has a smell to it, a specific reyach, then if there is a shamish at the Suda, if there's somebody going to pass by and smell this, it's going to be dangerous for that person to smell. He might be very hungry. And if he doesn't get what to eat, it's not going to be yashiv his das and come to sakana. Okay, and there's different levels. The Gemara goes on to explain that someone who does and feeds the shamish, does it goes out of its way and does it in the right, correct, best way and gives him kol minuin, so much so that Eliyahu HaNavi will come and visit such a person. Okay, someone who just does it regularly, he's mekayim the din, but he's not, Eliyahu HaNavi will not visit him, but he does it in the correct fashion, Eliyahu HaNavi will come to visit. Let's see that inside. Kol davar shemevi'in lifnei adam, sheyesh lo reach v'adam ta'iv lo, anything that has a good smell to it, and a person would be, want and desire it, tzarech litein mimenu l'shamish miyad. Right away, when you have a shamash of a suda, you have some type of servant, you have some type of maybe even a worker in your house who's serving the meal, so then you have to give it to him right away. And midas chasidus, this is referring to that amor on the Gemara who used to give from every min and min, and Eliyahu would visit him, then that is a midas chasidus to give him every min. It's good enough, really, maker it in, just to give him from one min of the portion of the one food that you're eating from the suda, that would be good enough. Midas chasidus is to give, and this is giving a regular derech eretz. Not only sakana, but it's also derech eretz to give, and not to be stingy. Well, you came kol zman she'akos biyado, o biyad baal bayis. But you have to make sure you give it to him the right time. Don't give it to him when he's serving the cup of wine, or when the cup is in the baal bayis hand, because we're afraid that some of the baal bayis may be makbid, and he might throw the kos at him, and he might be upset at what's going on. V'davka l'shamash ol la'akash ha'besuda, motu l'tein b'chayagavna, but other people who are sitting around the table, the guests at the suda, you can give them even if the kos hands. We're not afraid the baal bayis is going to be makbid about the guests sitting at his table if you give them from to eat. And now we'll get into Sif Beis. Also, it's also to give the shamash prusa pas unless you know that he's going to wash his hands. He's going to climb the mitzvahs of Netilas Yadayim and make brachas on it. We'll get into more a little bit later. So we see over here in this bir, there's a bir halacha very important in Dimas of Lashamish. And he says it's not only a din in a shamash who's serving the suda. Second line in it, b'shas mashma od biyoter da'filu ba'adam da'al mashenim mashamash. Even if he's not mashamish the suda, just a regular stop person comes in the door. In the air sha'omi shamash shasham even lo dover yechal kiyua, and he's the baal bayis is being served. He's eating something that smells delicious. Tzarechli teimam ma'atli tom kadesh le'yivol li sakana. There's a din, the ikar din. You have a chiyuv to offer the person to eat. And three lines, besides two lines from the bottom, it says, the Esher Mitam Zeh. Look at how great Klal Yisrael is. Esher Mitam Zeh, Haminag Bechol Yisrael, maybe this is where the established minag is developed. Kishatam Nichnas Lebeis Chaver B'Shah Shalchim, any time where a Jew enters into someone's house when they are eating, Karin Lolo Echo, you invite him to come eat with you. Why is that just Stam a nice thing to do? We see over there, it's Maker Din coming from over there, this din, because he could come to Sakonim. You don't know how hungry the person is, and if he smells it, it gets into his stomach, and he doesn't, he's not given the food, it could come to the day, therefore that's where it comes from, and they would say even the minig is, even if you're not eating, when a person comes into your house to offer them something, it's Stam Derech Eretz to offer them to eat or to drink, and that is the correct thing to do. Rav Nevin Saul did tell me, though, that this din would not apply by a waiter. If you're in a restaurant and a waiter, you have no chiyuv to offer him your food to give him what to eat. I'm sure the restaurant could provide him. You get directly from there. Okay. Once again, ikra din, as Mr. Brooks says in Sifkot and Beis, this is only when you're eating and there's a smelly food. Okay, midas chasidus is even if it's not a smelly, not a tremendous good smell going on, and even if you're not eating, to also offer someone food. And we see over even by a shamash of a suda who sometimes, unfortunately, people might not treat with the proper respect. You see over here, it's proper respect, and obviously it would be chiyuv over here to offer him also food that you are eating. Base. Okay. Lo yitein lecha lemishi yodei bo yishiv varuch. Anytime you want to offer someone food, you can only give food to someone who you know is going to go ahead and make a bracha. Okay? The Yesh Mekilin says the Ramah, Im notu la'ani b'torah tzedakah. If you're giving to an ani b'torah tzedakah, then in a makom of suffix, if you're giving a makom of suffix where you don't know he's going to make a bracha, and you're mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah, so the mitzvah tzedakah is going to preempt, is going to be override this chashash, maybe the person is not going to make a bracha. So makom suffix, the mitzvah tzedakah is going to override. But if you know for sure the person is not going to make a bracha, then as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv cutting it out, then even the Torah stuck is not going to be over because you're going to be over the problem of Lifnei Iver Lo Sisei Michshol. This is really what the din over here is. It's a problem of Lifnei Iver Lo Sisei Michshol. We'll get to that term in just a couple of minutes, just to understand a little bit about this din. Some very important things. Over here, what's the Isser to make a bracha? Not to make a bracha, but is that, you guys are all learning this. Is the Raisa or the Rabbanan? We hold it not like the Chashash. That sounds like the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos. That's the Raisa. We hold, we pass the Raisa is only Isser the Rabbanan. So over here, it is a Chashash the Rabbanan. Okay? Over here, if you give someone food and you know he's not going to make a bracha, is that, are you over a Isser the Raisa of Lifnaiver or an Isser the Rabbanan Lifnaiver? You say, it sounds like for sure you're going to be over the Isser only the Rabbanan. The whole Isser is only the Rabbanan. How could Leif Ne'iver be the Raisa? This is the story of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim holds that there's only Leif Ne'iver the Rabbanan and an Isser the Rabbanan. So Leif Ne'iver the Rabbanan to give him Isser the Rabbanan. However, the Minchas Chinuch disagrees. The Minchas Chinuch holds that this is Leif Ne'iver the Raisa. How could that be? Do they ever know a story? Why? How could it be Leif Ne'iver the Raisa? The Isser itself is only the Rabbanan. What? Huh? It's, oh, that's the general, all the Rabbanans. That won't get you, that won't help you over here. That's a separate discussion. But the problem is, what is this Lifnei'iver? Lifnei'iver is giving lechora, it's giving bad advice to someone. It's giving something that is what Lifnei'iver over here is. So even if the Issa is the Rabban Lamaisa, you're doing Lifnei'iver, you're giving making him stumble over something that is incorrect to do. That is etzem the din of Lifnei'iver. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch says, even by an Issa the Rabbanan, you're going to give someone Issa Darabanan, you're still over the Issa Daraisa Lifnei'iver, because you're still doing the Issa Lifnei'iver. Okay? You might not be making him stumble in Issa Daraisa, but the fact that you're making him stumble, that is the Issa Daraisa of Lifnei'iver. So very interesting, Minchas Chinuch, this would be an Issa Daraisa. Okay? If the even within the world of Minchas Chinuch, the halacha is by Lifnei'iver, it's only when the person can't get this Issa somewhere else. So the chor over here, the whole din, even if you want to hold like the Minchas Chinuch, it's still probably be only the Rabbanan, because the Maisa will get another piece of food, and he won't make a bracha on that food. The fact that you're giving the food, if he can only get food from you, so then maybe you're dealing with this possible Issa Daraisa. But that's called Trei Avi Nara, once he can get the food from somewhere else, so therefore that's not really Lifnei'iver Midaraisa, it would only be Lifnei'iver the Rabbanan. Even if it's not Leif Ne'iver, you still have this problem of Misayel Obri Avera to help out Obri Avera, that is still also an Issur Darabanan, and therefore you're not allowed to give. Even a person not going to make a bracha, you're not allowed to give him food to eat when he's not going to make a bracha. Now, over here it sounds like from the Mechaber, Lo Yitein Alu L'Mishi Adeba, only if you know he's going to make a bracha. Does that mean you have to give him a questionnaire and if you make brachas or not? How are you supposed to know? So the Bir Halacha does point out, it helps a little bit. And Dir Masa L'Mishi Odea Boshi Yavarech, he says, Mistavro D'Mimuchsak L'Kosher Sagi. What does that mean? Someone who has a Cheses Kosher, he basically is a firm Jew. He keeps Shabbos, you assume he makes brachas. You don't have to assume people make brachas. If you know a person does not make brachas, you've seen him take food a lot of times, and he doesn't make a bracha, then he will be Mukhsak not the Kosher. But if you have a Stam Jew, from firm Jew, you assume he makes brachas, you're allowed to go ahead and give him food to eat. Now, what about someone who's unfortunately not yet from, and he doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't do really very much anything. Okay, so how could you give him food? It seems like lechora it is going to be also going to give a work come to your house to give him a drink of water. Might be a problem of Leif Ne'iver. So one thing is that you should know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, just because someone's not wearing a kippah does not necessarily mean he does not make brachos, especially amongst the Sephardim. Okay, a lot of you have a taxi driver, you offer a piece of food, he'll take his keep out of the glove compartment, put the keep on his head, and go ahead and make a bracha. So not everyone you have to assume does not make brachas. But a lot of times you could see the way he's acting is not necessarily so close to Yiddishkeit, and it might be a problem, especially in different areas. Different areas might be a problem of giving them the food. However, you should know there's a term for different reasons. Number one, there is a shach in Yoredeya Semin Kuf Nun Aleph that holds the whole din of Misayel Obri Avera. Although it's only by from Jews. There's no Isser of Misayel, but not from Jews. We don't necessarily pass like this, but it's a Snif Na'akal. The Magen Avraham disagrees in Simon Shimon and Zayin. He holds that there's Misayel even by people not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. But the fact that there's a shach has what to rely on passively. But furthermore, and more important, is the Chazanish. And in Mincha Shlomo Simon Laman Hey. Os Aleph from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and also brought down by Marino Rabbeinu out of Nevin Sal Shlita in Simon Kuf Samach Gimel. See Beis Dimarasa V'Aser he brings down that if someone comes to your house and you don't offer them a drink, you don't offer them a drink, yes, if you would offer them a drink, you might be lifnei iver on this iser d'rabbanan of not making a bracha. But if you don't offer them a drink, what's this person going to walk out of your house saying? They're going to say, from Jews, they're awful, they're terrible people. I go to the non-from Jews and they offer me a drink. When I go to these from Jews, they don't offer me a drink. And it can cause sinas Yisrael. You cause a Jew to hate other Jews. That is for sure lifnei iver on iser d'raisa. It's a worse lifnei iver. And therefore, both the Chaz Nation and Shlomo Zalman say this, and this is what a lot of people are saying L'maisa to do, is they'll offer any place where it's expected to give, offer a drink. Anytime it's like expected, the person that's assuming here, he's been sweating, working on your plumbing, or whatever, you're working on your house for a long time, not to offer him a drink is going to be a worse problem of lifnei iver, and therefore, that would override, it would be mutter to go ahead and to give him a drink. Rav Nevensal brings down another svar in Siman Kuf Samach Gimel. In that same place is, once again, Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, see Beis, Dimar Asal V'Asar, he writes, it could be over here, also it's better to give him a drink. Why? If you give him a drink or you give him food to eat, you know now he's going to be eating kosher food. He knows he's going to be eating kosher food. If you don't offer him the kosher food, so now he's going to go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger, and he's not going to make a bracha. So now he's going to, the fact that he's going to be satiated from the food that you're going to give him could be that's also a sniff to the maker because you are making him be over less assuring by the fact that he's going to be eating your kosher food, not only good. There's a similar story by Ramosha, whether a person is allowed to cater a function that is, let's say, mixed dancing. Mixed dancing is also, so maybe the fact that you're catering it, you're helping in the there. But Ramosha brings on a swear over there, better than to have mixed dancing with kosher food than to have mixed dancing with not kosher food. So therefore, this is one of the sniffing of the hako that he allows you to go ahead. That's in your day, I'm in ayin base. So the mites of most people do rely on this when you have workers in your house to offer them to drink, or some person comes to visit your house not to offer them food or drink, might be a worse problem of lifnei iver. But you should know that in many cases, you have these workers, especially amongst the Sephardim, or let's say a high school kid who doesn't necessarily care so much about mitzvah. All of you, if you ask them to make a bracha, a lot of times they'll make a bracha. Don't forget to say shahako. Okay, if you say that, okay, they might do it a little begrudgingly, but a lot of times they know, and they'll go ahead and make a bracha on the food. You can remind them to make a bracha on the food, and then for sure would not be then lifnei iver. Another eitzah of Nevensal told me, even though it's not work according to all poskim, is that you could take some of the food, make a bracha out loud. And the fact that they say amen, even if they were not mechavi, necessarily to be yotze, according to some rishonim, you would be yotze. That would be another eitzah of what to do. So that is a little bit on lifnei iver and giving people food to eat when they may not necessarily make a bracha. You have to be careful in cases where there's no sinah and it's not, you know, chiyuv to give them to eat. It could be a problem of lifnei iver, and you have to be careful when it comes to offering people food in those cases.